Now the news. I'm Dou Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a message of condolence to Greek President Katerina Sakellaropoulou over the passing of a former Greek leader. Former Greek President Kalolos Baboulias died on December the 26th at the age of 92. President Xi described Baboulias as an extraordinary politician and leader of Greece, as well as an old friend of the Chinese people. He said Baboulias has long been committed to deepening the China-Greece friendship, actively promoted bilateral cooperation, and firmly supported Beijing in hosting the 2008 Summer Olympic Games and the 2022 Winter Olympic Games. The Chinese mainland reported 101 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Sunday. Shanxi reported 92 cases, while Zhejiang registered 9. Xi'an has registered over 1,600 local COVID-19 infections in the latest resurgence since December the 9th. Groceries are being delivered for free in the lockdown city. The finance ministry has allocated 500 million yuan to Shanxi province. Dai Kai has more details.
In a bid to ease concerns, starting from December 28th, local authorities began delivering free essential groceries, including vegetables, meat, and eggs, to areas under lockdown. According to some local residents, a grocery package delivered by the authorities is enough to meet a family's needs for 2 or 3 days. The central government says it's aware of the concerns. To optimize supply chains, it has also asked other provinces to help out.
More than 4,000 flights have been canceled globally, more than half of which were in the United States. It comes as new coronavirus infections driven by the Omicron variant continue to cause staff shortages at airlines and airports. Mass flight cancellations were first reported in the days before Christmas, as both air travel and COVID-19 infections gained momentum. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has tested positive for COVID-19. Austin says his latest meeting with President Joe Biden took place over a week before his symptoms began. Lionel Messi and three of his PSG teammates have tested positive for COVID-19. Messi flew back home to Rosario during the Christmas break. He will miss the Coupe de France game against Van OC on Monday. Sudan's Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok has resigned. It comes in the wake of the political crisis in the country. The military, led by General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, staged a political takeover in October. Hamdok signed a deal to rejoin the government after weeks under house arrest. The power shift has met with mass demonstrations amid support for civilian-led government. There are just 4 months to go until the next French presidential election, and all the major candidates are in full campaign mode. Emmanuel Macron is widely expected to run for re-election, but he's not yet declared his candidacy. The incumbent leader has been the clear favorite in early election polls. Ross Cullen has more.
Striding towards a second term in office, Emmanuel Macron says he is focused on the job, but he seems to be in a campaigning mood, the clear favorite in early election polls. For politics professor Frédéric Matonti, he remains the one to beat.
I think that very honestly, even if there are some difficulties, for example, if he's in the second round against an opponent from the right, that will be difficult. And because there are so many people who detest President Macron, right now I would say he does still have the greatest chance of winning.
China is encouraging 300 million people to get involved in winter sports nationwide. Despite rare snowfall, Shanghai is seeing a surge of people's interest in winter sports, especially among students. One school has even built its indoor ice rink. Jia Boyuan reports.
The students at Shanghai High School began taking ice skating classes this semester, twice a week, at the school's new underground ice rink.
We all have a very good time on the ice, so we all have fun. I really like our school's facilities over here, and I appreciate our school to provide us with a very good chance to practice our on-ice skills.
The latest installment of the Spider-Man franchise has taken the top spot in the North American box office for the third weekend in a row. Spider-Man No Way Home has grossed over $600 million in the United States and Canada. Its worldwide box office has reached nearly $1.4 billion. And that's the news. I'm Dou Hongyu.